Welcome to episode 121 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools you need to help you succeed as a leader in your organization, as well as in your personal and professional life. In this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast, I'm going to talk about back to school. That's right, it's that time of year again, back to school time. And with that, the back to school season brings along its own unique set of changes and situations, and, well, it's just different. However, as a leader, you have to step up your game. Well, you should always be stepping up your game as a leader. That's your job. You're always on top of things. And how do you step up your game during the back to school season? Well, one of the things is you should encourage all members of your team, always, doesn't have to be back to school time, but at any time of the year, always encourage your members and your team members and let them know and ensure that they know that you have their back and encouraging them to go back to school. See, it makes them better people, it makes them better employees. And then when they know they have a leader that backs them up, awesome. Also, support those team members that are already in school. And most of all, folks, support those team members that have children in school. So, encouraging your team members to go back to school. Encourage them to enroll in formal college classes to get their bachelor's degree if they don't already have one, or their master's degree if they're not done yet. And if they just need a couple of hours here and there to finish either one of those, then by all means, have at it. Encourage them to do it. It's within their reach. And that sense of accomplishment, it means a lot. It changes people. It definitely does change people. And if you're encouraging them and you're telling them and you're pushing them and you're wanting them to go ahead and finish that degree, then that goes a long way too, because then you become that inspiration, you become that motivation, you become an even better, stronger leader, because again, you went out there and you pushed them, you gave them that little nudge to get back to school and get that degree. Now, what if they're done with their degrees? What if they're done with their bachelor's and they don't want a master's, or they're done with their master's and they don't want anything further, they don't want a PhD? And that's okay. Encourage them to continue their education. Encourage them to continue seeking out, to stay ahead and stay on top of what's changing, what's new, what's relevant in their field, especially in their field of their degree. So encourage that. Encourage them to continue with their education, continuing education. Those RNs, CPAs, those that require continuing ed hours every education unit hours every year to maintain their status, to maintain their certifications, then by all means, they got to keep going and you've got to work with them. Encourage them to attend seminars, face-to-face seminars, networking events, conventions, conferences, whatever works, but get them out there. Work with them. Work with their time. Work with their work schedule, the resources, anything else they may need to help get them started or to continue. That's your job as a leader. And for those of you leaders that have individuals and team members that are already in school, whatever they're enrolled in, ensure that they have the time, your work schedule is flexible. I mean, obviously, you're paying them for 40 hours worth of work. They need to deliver the 40 hours. That's non-negotiable. But work around it. How they deliver the 40 hours, that's negotiable. So again, work with them. And of course, I know there's some situations where you can't do anything. You have to be there 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. But let them know that the moment 5 o'clock hits, they're out the door. That's non-negotiable. Work with them and encourage them and see what you can do to get those resources and anything else that they may need to continue until they get to the end. Leaders, this is for you. Do not take it personally. Again, do not take it personally if your employees, your team members are studying to complete a degree that is not in the industry or the job that they're doing, that they're currently doing. Seriously, you cannot take it personally or as an attack on your leadership abilities if they want to do something else, if they want to join or go into a different field that's completely 180 degrees from what you're doing. Remember, people will take the path they deem fit to get them to where they want to be. It's just that simple. So remember that. Remember that people are going to do, they have an end game in mind. Somebody wants to be a doctor, well, let them be a doctor. So what if they're working in a warehouse? as long as they got the grades and they can go, it's your job, it's your responsibility. Because, hey, who knows, maybe you're going to need a doctor one day, and that employee will be your doctor. So, with that being said, folks, also, on the other side of that coin, you're going to have team members that have children that are still in school, elementary, junior high, middle school, high school, and college. Not so much in college, but it does happen. Work with them. Work with their time. Work with their schedule. And know that usually at the beginning of the year and close to the holidays, they're going to need some time off just to attend those functions at the school. Maybe leave a little bit early, but work with their time. Work with their schedule. Don't be a grouch. Don't be mean. Don't hold it over their heads. And especially, don't retaliate if they want to take off early just because they want to go see their kids at school. Don't do that. So remember that. Remember that. Hey, we were all in school once, and it was all really cool when our parents would go see us at our school plays, at our school choir concerts, at our Christmas events, whatever. It was really cool. So continue making it cool, and be that cool leader, and just allow those parents to take a little time off to go see their kids at school. It means a lot to the kids. It means a lot to the parents. It means a lot to your employees, and most of all, it'll mean a lot to you because, hey, they see you as working with them. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to work with you. It's that simple. It is. It is simple as that. You do something, they're going to be right behind you, backing you up. It is that simple. I know. It shouldn't have to be that way. I get that, but those are managers with that mentality of, well, they're here to work, and they're not here to go goofing off and going to schools. I get that. There's going to be people like that, and there's still people like that. It's September 2018. We're well into the 21st century, and there's still individuals out there with that mentality. Folks, no one's out to hurt you. No one's out to get you. Those of you with that mentality, that mindset. Because like I said, I've said it before, and others that before me, have countless others have said it before me, you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. Something to think about. Speaking of thinking about, what do you think about what I just talked about in episode 121? That's right. Taking and encouraging your staff to get out there and go back to school, getting those individuals to go ahead and finish that degree, work with them, give them the time, work out their schedule, provide resources if you can, or at least point them in the right direction. But work with them. And those that are in school, continue to support them. It takes a lot to work full-time and to go to school full-time. It takes a special kind of person. So ensure that they have a special kind of leader and a special kind of workplace. That is your responsibility. Folks, this has been episode 121 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am David Guerra, the author of the books The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you get a hold of me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word. That's the @ D-A-V-E, Dave Guerra, G-U-E-R-R-A. And I do look forward to hearing from you. Also, drop me an email, dave@daveguerra.com. Let me know what you think of this episode or any of the other episodes of the Walking Leader Podcast. Oh, and hey, don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. You can find that link at daveguerra.com/podcast. Also, daveguerra.com, the website. And before I go, I definitely want to remind you, leaders, followers, everyone, and anywhere in between, if you're in school too, especially if you're in school, doesn't matter if you're elementary, middle school, high school, college, whatever, graduate school, medical school, law school, whatever, always, always go beyond the grind. Always go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to become the walking leader and a leader that is great to follow.